Hey, Jimmy, we're the three blind wives, all married the same con artist once upon a time. We didn't see the red flags, but we sure saw the divorce papers. Any chance you can roast us? We've been conned before. We can handle the burn. What? Who are the blind wives? Where are you? What, can we turn up the lights? Let's have a look. So you all married the same guy? At the same time? You, what, so he was a bigamist? Yes. Was he Mormon? Was it allowed? No. He married three women. Yes. I've got to admire his fucking optimism. Most guys struggle with one relationship and remembering birthdays and anniversaries. And this fucking legend... has gone, no, I'll take them all on. He's a goddamn American hero, ladies. And was he a con man in other ways?
Yes.
So what else did he do?
He
took your money as well.
Yeah.
You got evicted and foreclosed, he took your money. Oh, God, I wish I could dislike this guy. I mean, it can't... Well, he did what? What else did he do?
He was putting ads on Craigslist to hook up with men.
He was putting ads on Craigslist to hook up with men whilst he was with you. I knew this guy. Fucking hell. I love the fact like, obviously, this is fucking horrific and this is your life, but, like... if this... Well, look, we're all thinking, if this was on Netflix, we'd go, fucking, we're watching this, love. But we're all... Like, you can't have, ladies, this is what I would say, right? You can't have an easy life and a great character. I bet you three... I've got fucking great characters. Sorry you had to go through that. But God love you. I bet you, know. Shall I do the big reel? It's me. Wowzers. I can't not ask. Would you three ladies be interested in buying some magic beans? Come on, dummies. So mean. It's great to have you here. I hope you get through. I hope you'll find love out there, won't you? Single blokes going, yeah, I'll fucking... They've got money, have they? Great, okay.
Any advice for immigrants?
Any advice for immigrants? Try and blend in. And I kind of mean that as a joke, and I literally fucking mean that. I think everyone is in favour of multiculturalism. Everyone loves the idea of multiculturalism, but no one likes the idea of balkanisation. One woman's impressed with her knowledge of the term balkanisation. I'll explain to this guy. Well, like, you don't want people to come and bring their country here. You want people to come because they want to be part of this, right? It's an amazing place. And you're founded on that. You're founded by very high agency people. Think about fucking 100 years ago, getting on a boat somewhere. Or coming over a thing. We should fucking welcome people here. But they've got a fucking... Yeah, we'll be all right. It's a big hot topic here. Fucking hell. But it's what happens. If reasonable people won't police your borders, then unreasonable people will. It's not a rally. I'm not trying to get your votes. Fuck it. What's the reason?
Jimmy for president.
Yeah, I should. Well, I mean, look, Donald Trump is my spirit animal. No, I look at Donald Trump and I see a TV show host who became president, and I dare to dream. I'm a fucking spray tan away from power. How many spray tans is he away from blackface? He's not. It feels like if he fell asleep in the tanning booth, he'd come out and go, oh, I think I might be Justin Trudeau now.
Will you take Tylenol again?
Will I take Tylenol again? Nice. Topical, bit of fun. What do I think about what?
Ticketmaster.
What do I think about Ticketmaster? I like them. What's not to like about Ticketmaster?
As a purchaser?
As a purchaser?
Yeah,
you know you cannot go to the show. I always think like Ticketmaster always get like given a hard time. People going, oh, it was £400 to see Taylor Swift. Well, don't go.
You wanted to come see you.
You wanted to come see me? It looks like you did great. I mean, I don't know, you might object to capitalism, and Ticketmaster are a very good example of the capitalist market. And capitalism is a terrible system, apart from all the fucking others. Bunch of young people seem to have fallen in love with communism again. The fuck is going on? Communism's a great idea, wrong species. The thing about capitalism is it kind of leans into what we are. We're quite self-interested. It works. What's your name?
My name's Sam.
What do you do, Sam?
Define communism for me.
Define communism?
Yes.
From each according to their abilities to each according to their needs.
Beautiful.
Yeah. It just doesn't scale. Everyone is a communist. All of you are communists with your family. If you've got kids, you're a fucking communist at home. Each according to their needs, you take care of them. Of course you do. And as things get white in your local community, you might be a socialist. Try and help everyone out. And then you get up to nation state level and you go, yeah, fuck those guys. There's always going to be an in-group preference. I'm sorry, but you human beings, unlucky. The problem with American communism, which is, you know, woke, is better described as American Marxism. And what it is instead of trying to redistribute wealth, which is a perfectly reasonable thing to want to do, they want to redistribute status. And that is a recipe for fucking madness. Yeah. Hang on. Sorry. Some young men looking at me like, yeah, great. We're going to need some dick jokes. No problem. I'm on. Don't think I'm not on it, fellas. I'm going to say some very offensive things in a bit. We got a question over here. Go ahead.
Offensive shit. Why do church ladies like Jesus so much?
Why do church ladies like Jesus so much? I don't know.
Hung like this.
Motherfuckers hung like this. Even the Christians in there are going, that's a pretty good line. That's a pretty good line. Thank you so much. You are adding value. You could learn a lot. Great. We'll be checking in with you in a bit. I have a bit about lesbian ladies. Well, hey, if she's not a lesbian, someone needs to tell her hairdresser. Go ahead, man, what you got?
Will AI replace you?
Will AI replace me? No. Look, I don't want to be too boring this evening because AI is very good at left brain things. We live in a left brain world, right? Left brain, lists, very complicated things, like going to the moon. It's very complicated going to the moon. It's one thing after another, isn't it? Going to the moon, hard. But it's not right brain. Right brain things are about the gestalt, the whole. That's music and laughter and connection, and it can't do that. I'm not worried about AI at all. AI is a fucking covers band. It's a very good covers band, but it can just throw back. It's impressive, but then if you know something about it, if I ask it to write jokes, it's got nothing. It can feed me back my jokes, because it's just learning off my stuff, but it hasn't got that creative thing. We'll be all right. People are great. Taylor Swift is getting married. Fucking tremendous. It's great. Well, how long has she been with the guy?
2 years.
What, sorry?
Two years.
You had that on fucking speed dial. 2 years. It's been 2 years, and don't you say a fucking bad word about her. I'm secretly hoping it's a working class engagement, not a middle class engagement. That's what I'm hoping. You're all familiar with the difference? Okay, so a middle-class engagement, a white-collar engagement, if you will, is where the man goes down on one knee and he's got the ring in a box, opens the ring box, diamond glimmers in her eyes. Will you make me the happiest man in the world and be my bride? She cries, he cries. It's a cliche, but it works for people. I hope that's not what happened with Taylor Swift. I hope it's the second time, the working-class proposal, which is where the woman, not the man, the woman, pisses on a stick. We're getting married. I think she'll get fucking albums out of that. It'd be tremendous. Huh?
Do you have any advice for newlyweds?
Yeah. Cool. When did you guys get married?
10 months ago.
10 months ago. Well, congratulations. That's a lovely thing. Well done. I'll answer this boringly. Just be of service. Don't think about, as individuals, don't think about what you want. Think about what you have to offer. We all got to serve someone, right? Might as well be the other half. Might as well be the person you love. I think people, Esther Perel, do you know Esther Perel? She's very good on relationships, brilliant writer. And she's got this brilliant thing about it's not 50-50 in a relationship ever. Some days you come home and you're a 10. You're exhausted, you're tired. And your partner needs to be a 90. They need to make dinner and take care of the laundry and do everything for you. And some days you come home and you're a 60 and they're a 40, you're a 30, they're a 70. You need to kind of match up. And then on aggregate, it works out to 50-50 over a long enough timescale. Good luck.
What advice you got for American wife, because I'm British.
You've got an American wife. What?
No, I'm British.
You're British? No. I've only heard four words come out. How long have you been here, sir?
Since 1995.
Since 1995. You're not British anymore. The fuck are you talking about? This place is a melting pot, and you, my friend, have been melted. No, good on you. Fucking enjoy it. Have you got the American passport now?
Yes.
Well, you can stop fucking her then. Fucking move on. How do I get my husband to ride horses with me? He says if it has a bigger penis than him, it's a no. He's afraid of it. My name is Marky, by the way. Where's Marky? Where are you, Marky?
Right here.
Hi, Marky. Is your husband here?
Yep, right here.
Yo.
Please don't be frightened of me. I call my penis Richard. It's the longer form of dick. You're in America. You're an American. Go and ride a fucking horse, cowboy. What are you doing? Get out there in nature. Why don't you want to ride a horse?
I'm afraid it's going to flip over or something like that. I'm going to have like a 10-inch penis hit me in the face.
You're afraid the horse is going to tip over and dick slap you. So your fear is having a fucking brilliant anecdote. Fucking get out there, live your life. Also, you're here this evening, right? You're having fun, you're watching me. Great. I don't know whose idea that was, but relationships. You asked earlier about relationships. It's give and take, right? You want to do your stuff, watch the game, go to the game, have a cookout, whatever your thing is, great. She wants to go horse riding. Take her fucking horse riding, and then you do your thing. That seems reasonable. Scared of things with bigger dicks. Racist. So excited, just got out of prison this afternoon and straight here. Who's just got out of prison? What's your name, my friend?
Nick.
What's your name?
Nick.
Nick, good name for a thief. Or Rob. What were you in for, Nick?
Actually, a therapist.
What's your name?
A therapist.
You're the rapist, you mean? It's pronounced the rapist. Not therapist. We don't send therapists to jail. Are you a therapist working in a prison?
Yes, sir.
Well, that makes more sense. It's God's work you're doing. Fucking, there's too much of prison is about punishment. Fine, punishment. But it should be about rehabilitation. You're doing your bit. Fucking fair play to you. Good luck, man. Good luck. Nurses, are you a nurse? Oh, I like nurses. I like nurses. You know why I like nurses? A couple of reasons. Firstly, they've got a great gallows humor, nurses, because they face such difficult things at work, you have to be able to laugh, right? That's a wonderful thing about nurses. The other thing I like about nurses, yeah, so they can take a joke, that's the first thing. Second thing I like about them, they're all sluts. You got no option but to laugh at that now, have you? he's right. Sure. What was that?
Pickleball.
Pickleball. It's a personal matter, and it's a medical condition. I'd rather not discuss. But yes, a little. It's the way these trousers are cut as well.
RFK.
RFK. I think his mother might have had a bit of Tylenol when pregnant with him. Once he gets, I think he's got a bit of food stuck. Once he gets that loose, I think he'd be back to normal. If you want after sex?
Smoke!
If you smoke after sex, what does it mean? Probably not enough lube. Gun control? Just hold it with both hands.
Jesus!
The Napoleon!
Jesus. Do you know who I feel bad for in the whole Jesus story? And they never get a mention. I always feel bad for the disciples' families. Think about it. Jesus had 12 disciples, right? Imagine what it was like being in that family.
Right?
Have you heard about Paul? What happened with Paul? He's joined a cult. Who started a cult? Mary's boy, Jesus. He thinks he's God. You'd be livid, wouldn't you? You'd be, it'd be like finding out your cousin's in Scientology. Ah, for fuck's sake. Jimmy, huge fan for a long time. First time seeing you live. Thanks for coming to Durham. My question is, what is the strangest city you have been to during your US tour and why? Thank you, John Perry. The strangest city? I'm trying to think what's a fair answer. I don't know. I think I would say Vegas is underrated as a city. I think Vegas has got a lot to fucking recommend it. You all go to Vegas? Yeah, it's fucking great because it's not just shows and great restaurants. You know, there's still hookers and coke there. Don't be fooled. I don't know, it's all great for me. It feels incredibly glamorous for me. I mean, I don't know if you, like, for me, I don't want to get sentimental, but you buying tickets this evening, this is literally my dream come true, doing big comedy shows in the States. It's fucking, it's amazing for me. It's amazing. So I do appreciate it. Yeah. All right,
Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr, and I've got a new tour. It's called Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny. Now, I think jokes are like magnets. They attract some people. Some people like my comedy, and a million of you came to see me on my last tour. Thanks very much, by the way. But like magnets, jokes attract and they repel. Some people are repelled by my sense of humour. If that's you, don't come and see me live. But if you like this kind of thing, come and see Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny. I'll be everywhere. Go to jimmycarr.com for details.